Many of the t-shirts, sweatshirts, and baseball caps that bear the UW-Madison logo are made in special free trade zones in poor countries in Latin America and Asia. In 2001, under pressure from anti-sweatshop groups, UW officials began requiring companies that make Badger clothing to pay at least the local minimum wage and allow workers to organize unions. This week's conference will include a report on how those requirements are being enforced. Scott Nova with the national sweatshop watchdog group the Workers' Rights Consortium will speak at the conference. He says the code of conduct rules adopted in Madison and on other campuses have made a difference. He cites a specific case at a factory in the Dominican Republic where workers make baseball caps.
After intervention by colleges and universities through their codes of conduct, workers were able to win recognition for an independent democratic union and negotiate a contract that for the first time in the history of the export processing zones in the Dominican Republic actually has wages above the legal minimum.
This year, the UW is adding a new requirement to its code of conduct, requiring all companies making Badger apparel to document the wages they pay their workers. Lamar Billups is a special assistant to the Chancellor's office who serves on the Labor Licensing Policy Committee.
We're trying this for the first time, and we have no idea how it's going to work. We have no idea how either the big or the small companies are going to respond. What we want them to do is to respond in a way that can get the job done as opposed to resisting.
Some factories making UW clothing have resisted. In January, the university dropped a contract with Land's End because a factory it buys clothing from in El Salvador fired workers for trying to organize a union. This week's labor licensing conference will also look ahead to the impact new U.S. trade rules may have on workers who make college and university apparel. At the end of 2004, U.S. quotas on imported clothing will expire. Scott Nova of the Workers' Rights Consortium says the result will be that Chinese textile plants with lower wages and fewer rights for workers will gain an advantage.
What we are urging colleges and universities to do is talk to the clothing companies they do business with to encourage these companies not to shift their production to China, where it's effectively impossible to organize a union, and instead keep their production in countries where there is at least some capacity for workers to defend their rights in the workplace.
Nova says the end of import quotas will mean groups like his will depend even more on universities like the UW to do the right thing and enforce their codes of conduct. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.